Next patient is Robert Bentley. This is a consultation request by Dr. Usman Javed. Reason for consultation: atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation. This patient is 75-year-old with history atrial fibrillation period. Patient is quite symptom under the atrial fibrillation, complaining of shortness of breath, dizziness. Period. Patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Patient has a normal left ventricular function period. At one time, patient's left ventricular ejection fraction was markedly reduced, which is now normalized period. Patient still complaining episodes of atrial fibrillation associated with the shortness of breath period. Patient most probably has tachycardia-induced cardiomyopathy period. Patient also has episodes of sinus bradycardia period. Her medication amiodarone 200 mg daily, Crestor 20 mg daily, Imdor 60 mg daily, Amlodipine 5 mg daily, Entresto, Furosemide, Aspirin, Eliquis, Metoprolol 100 mg daily, Loratadine period. Social history, now history of smoking, alcohol or drug use. Family history, now history of premature coronary disease or cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system, in general, denied reason of weight gain or weight loss, no vision of hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history. Pulmonary, now history of pneumonia, COPD. Abdomen, now history of nausea, vomiting and diarrhea, extremity, now history of arthritis. Neurological, now history of seizures or TIA. On examination, blood pressure 130 over 70 pulse is 57, respiration 16, weight is 275 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral heart is regular rate and rhythm, 1 hour 6 is stalling, murmur heard at the western of border, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, balls of extremity, no edema. Clinic condition number 1, paralysis, atrial fibrillation, number 2, coronary heart disease. Status for stent placement. Number 3, congestive heart failure. Number 4, cardiomyopathy. Recommendation. Patient has intermittent atrial fibrillation in spite of medical therapy period. Discuss with patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedure risk and benefit. Discuss with the patient. Possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, preparation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70-80%, period. Patient agreed for the procedure. Please send a copy to Dr. Usman Javed.